The Senate has passed rules for interrogating and prosecuting suspected terrorists by a vote of 65 to 34. The bill now goes back to the House for small changes before eventually going on to the president. The Bush administration's policies regarding the treatment of suspected terrorists has been hurting U.S. relations with allies, particularly in Europe. The new policies address many of the most contentious concerns, but as NPR's Jackie Northam reports, they may not be enough to satisfy allies.
In the days after 9/11, most of the international community gave the administration latitude to do what it needed to apprehend suspected terrorists and thwart any future attacks. The allies had a common interest in eradicating terror networks, and at the time, the administration had their support. That's changed dramatically over the past 5 years. Allies have expressed dismay at the administration's policies regarding the treatment of suspected terrorists, including the open-ended detentions at places such as Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. On September 6, when President Bush acknowledged secret CIA prisons and the use of tough interrogation tactics, he also gave a nod to the international community's concerns.
I've spoken with leaders of foreign governments and work with them to address their concerns about Guantanamo and our detention policies. I'll continue to work with the international community to construct a common foundation to defend our nations and protect our freedoms.
That reference had an impact on many European allies, says Robin Niblett, the director of the European program at the Center for Strategic and International Studies.
The initial reaction to the president's speech at that time was quite positive. It was sensed that now at last the administration was taking a look at one of the principal issues that has been at the heart of transatlantic tensions.
But Niblett says that optimism waned somewhat when it became clear that some of what he calls the infrastructures, such as Guantanamo, will still be up and running. Administration officials say they're aware this could hamper efforts to improve transatlantic relations. John Bellinger, the State Department's legal advisor, just returned from Europe, where he says he explained and emphasized that the administration is trying very hard to, quote, turn a new page.
I don't think everything's resolved, but what we're trying to do to say to our allies is look at this as essentially as a glass that's half full, that there's an opportunity here for us to move forward and try to resolve some of these things, not that there has not been forward movement.
Suzanne Nossel, a senior fellow at the Center for American Progress, says the administration's policies, such as the new detainee bill, will further erode U.S. legitimacy among its allies.
I frankly don't think it's going to be good enough to go to our allies and say that the positions we have, the policies we implement with respect to detainees and in other areas are not clearly wrong. That's I think, too low of a standard for us to use as our foundation to have the kind of influence that we want to around the world.
Part of the difficulty is that the U.S. sees the struggle with terrorism through a different prism than many of its partners. The CSIS's Niblett says nations, particularly European nations that have dealt with their own nationalist movements, see it as a long-term struggle where the governments have to take the high road in terms of legitimacy in order to win.
There is a sense that President Bush and his administration just do not see the struggle in that light. They see it in far starker, black and white, right and wrong, victory and defeat terms.
Niblett says at this point, there's very little this administration can do to convince its allies that's changed. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.